This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the leading experts in our country, particularly on rural healthcare, Dr. Phil Polakoff. Dr. Polakoff is going to talk to us about sort of the prognosis for rural healthcare, sort of post the COVID-19 era. It's an area of healthcare that already was facing great challenges. And so we're excited to hear Dr. Polakoff's thoughts today. Dr. Polakoff, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. First, let me thank you, Scott. And it's always been great interacting with you and the Becker's Hospital Review. And it's a pleasure to be on Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm a physician who's been involved in all aspects of healthcare and health for the last 40 years. And let's go back in history. The definition of the World Health Organization on health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And during these 40 years, I've been engaged in all aspects. I was a clinician, practicing for about 25 years, helping shape policies, getting involved in the politics of the issues, and trying to deal with the practicalities and realities to forge a more efficient, effective delivery system. And the end of the introduction is I founded a not-for-profit called A Healthier We, to address the issues to a healthier rural America from all aspects.
Well, fantastic, and thank you. Take a moment and tell us about what the situation is in rural healthcare today. Talk about 2 to 3 trends in rural healthcare.
Well, thank you. Well, the situation has only gotten worse over the last period of time. Keep in mind, a lot of our country was founded on rural America in one way or another, and rural America spans the entire country. It's just not the rural West. There are approximately 60 million people residing in rural America. In general, those 60 million are older, sicker, and poorer, with a higher percentage of uninsured and unemployed in that area. So it's throughout. It could be dealing with timber, it could be dealing with agriculture, it could be dealing with fishing and the like. Additional issues span the entire bandwidth of the social determinants. They have problems in education, housing, transportation, broadband, nutrition, and safety. Higher rate of critical accidents in that area, higher rate of addictions, higher rate of suicide. With that, they also have a rapid rate of closure of rural hospitals. It's hard to believe that over 120 hospitals have closed in the last 10 years in rural America, along with nursing homes and outpatient clinics. And with this is an associated shortage of healthcare workers, including primary care practitioners, dentists, mental health, lacking significantly, nursing, physical assistants, and community health workers. And on top of that, there's a shortage of emergency medical services. So you have structural issues across the continuum on many factors. You have an incredible challenge for the inefficiency and ineffectiveness of the delivery system, and it's only getting worse. And then on top of that, you have COVID-19 imposing further stress, especially in those counties where there was meat processing, nursing homes, or prisons. So you have a real crisis going on and not much being put forth in solution. Then you have a lack of cooperation in a bipartisan way. You have a split between the red and the blue rather than working from the past to the future. So the trends, as you said, 2 to 3 trends, that's just a start, and it goes even deeper.
And talk about the prognosis for 3 to 5 years from now or the next 10 years. What do you see? And this has gotten a lot worse the last 10 years. There's not enough doctors, not enough healthcare providers. There's not enough them that want to locate to rural areas. There's not enough government support for it. What does it look like 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, looking that far ahead is a little hard in my mindset at this stage of my life. Let's take it a little sooner. The next couple of years are going to be really trying. There is a lot more closure, a lot more health issues. The economics are hurting. So I think only if we take a positive attitude and look on how we can move forward in an aggressive way. There's a line I've used. If I is replaced by we, even illness becomes wellness. And only working together can we see a brighter future. And I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to bring the players together in an integrated, coordinated way. And, you know, how do you commit to change? I have five critical steps in words. You have to convene people, you have to connect, you have to communicate, you have to collaborate, and you have to commit to change. And if that came true, I'd see some progress. We can do it on a local level with the best leadership. We can share bright stories. We can share lessons learned. We can share the appropriate way of advocacy. We can get the healthcare providers more into the community. You might find it hard to believe, Scott, since you're such an authority in the hospital sector, that only 43% of the people running rural hospitals have ever been a CEO of a hospital before this first job. That's pretty incredible. You got some issues. You got some issues in the lack of public health people. So you have 50,000 people were taken off the salary from 2007 to 2017. And lastly, you have 3% of the entire healthcare budget spent on public health. So you have some changes that have to go on. And you have to listen to people, not just talk.
How do these move out of being red versus blue issues and not being these fights at the federal level? How do they move towards being somehow away from this partisanship we have right now where everything's a war over anything?
You got it. Very well stated. I'm not saying that you're not showing that you're an attorney by record. You're asking a very good question. The answer's not as easy to come back with. I would say that, one, we have to enhance the foundation and the utilization of broadband across the entire sector, because there are many people who have no access to the internet in rural America. Two, I think we have to address constructively the integration and enhancement of what I call the five P's: personal health, population health, public health, political will, and place. Thirdly, and I'm going to be a little repetitive on this, we have to transform the health delivery models. I don't think the current model is going to last in so many different ways. I think we're going to be moving out of hospitals more into the place of residence. I think we're going to deal with our elders more from a home basis rather than a nursing home basis. I think we're going to use telemedicine much more significantly than we've had in the past going forward. I think we're going to have to train more community workers and integrate the healthcare delivery system. I think we're going to have to, and my dream is to create a national nonpartisan cross-sector task force to get people engaged in coming out with strategic plans, both locally, state, regionally, and nationally on these issues. I'm not hearing that even on the COVID-19 response. I hear A, B, C, D. So we've got a challenge.
And let me ask you another question, Dr. Palikoff. You've become sort of one of the leading experts in rural health in our entire country. How did you become so interested in this to begin with? How did this become the thing that grabbed you, that became your passion? How did you get so engaged in this?
Well, I'll try to make it short. My own education spanned an entire bandwidth. My first degree was in agriculture. My second degree was environmental engineering. My third degree was in medicine. I had a degree in public health and epidemiology. I traveled all over the country. And ironically, going back 50 years, I was one of the first epidemiological investigative officers for the CDC with NIOSH. And I visited these meat plants. I visited nursing homes. I visited the agriculture. And it was really whatever. After that time, I spanned a lot, and I had the opportunity to be shortlisted for Surgeon General many years ago. And Stanford asked me to come aboard to help them in their medical and the Center for the American West, the Bill Lane Center. We put on a forum in New Mexico, and then we did one in Yakima. I did a major summit in Salt Lake City, and we were going to do a major summit for all America in Omaha this year. And I realized there was a real need out of passion to help people. And I was at the stage where economically this wasn't the major issue in my life. It was more, could we deliver something tangibly? And that's what we're trying. I mean, and it's we. I put a lot of effort, Scott, into the word we, not I. I don't think there's a lot of I-ism in this world. We see that in our political system. Only working together in a collaborative way are we going to see change. So that's where my passion is. And I have the good fortune and the health still to be politely aggressive and seeing things get to an action stage, not just a talk stage.
Well, you've done a remarkable job. You have one of the newsletters and updates that I really look forward to reading. You've really done something special over the course of your career, and you've devoted so much effort to this, and I give you great credit for it. Dr. Polakoff, how do people learn more about your efforts? Where can they find you on the website or your newsletter? How can they learn more about you?
Well, I think, and I'm not self-promoting myself now, so more or less self-promoting the issue, and look forward to working with you and Becker and McGuire Woods more. I mean, it takes everyone to be part of the team. It's not just a once-er at this stage. If we work collaboratively, we can get it done. And for me, if people have an interest, they can either Google Phil Polakoff, MD, and you'll see videos, you'll see movies, you'll see all the stuff I've done, good, bad, or indifferent. And we also have a website up now called Healthier Rural America Summit website, which is, I think, engaging, and it has a lot of resources people can put out. There's a Healthier Rural America compendium up, and there are papers on it, there are articles on it, there's opinion pieces on it. And we're working through a lot of media exchanges, which I totally like Becker's healthcare podcast. I think what you're doing is great work, and you know, hopefully this is the start, not the end, of working with you or through hospital review or whatever, because I do think that the people in the hospitals have to get outside and look at new models more aggressively, and they cannot whine just about money for them. They have to think about how they fit into the total picture in a holistic manner. Maybe that's a little bit much to put forth for your audience, but I think it's time that everyone has to look at positive transformation and change.
Well, thank you. You do a terrific job. I want to thank our audience today for joining the Becker's Hospital Review podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Phil Polakoff. Thank you very much.